another opportunity for you to understand what's been going on over this past week. The week in focus, the week in review, a strong overview of what's happened in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, you can find Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television. Basically, it's a whole overview. The approach Michael has had for decades is to understand what's going on in the talk world by monitoring a lot of the stations, knowing the hosts. Michael and I had a conversation yesterday about some of the people that have been around for a long time that are doing talk radio that are really good, wholesome, solid people. We have a lot of really good people, and you and I are cheerleaders for the format anyway, but there are a lot of really interesting, neat people, and we don't really, the people that listen on the air think they know who these hosts are. And I'm not saying that you don't really, but there is a wrinkle, if you will, there's a fashion that those of us, this is a very small industry, and pretty much all of us know one another. And it's nice to be able to get along when we have our conferences. For example, next month in New York, you've got the, this year, I don't know if we call it a convention. What is it, a get-together? What do you call this Talkers Magazine get-together?
We call it a few things. We call it, first of all, it is a convention.
Is it?
We also call it a conference, and we also call it a seminar, but it is a convention.
All right. Seminar I kind of like, because a lot of the issues that affect all of us one way or another. Well, just before we get into our overview of the story, the hot hits this week in talk radio, what will be some of the highlights? What will be some of the things? Because I know a lot of people who are fans of the format go to talkers.com every day. They kind of nose around and look and see what's happening with some of their favorite hosts. Maybe they learn about somebody they didn't know anything about before, who's in X city and he's moving to Y city. And well, that kind of stuff is what you follow. But what do we need to know? What do we learn about these people via their participating, let's say, in an event like the Talkers event in June in New York?
We learn where they stand on issues of the industry. We are a trade publication. I mean, when you talk to people listening to this program about what I do and what we do, it could sound to the uninitiated like we're just super fans or that we do this for the listeners. Now, we're a trade publication. Our audience are people in the industry to learn about what's going on in the industry. So when I appear on a program such as this, we're really giving people a peek at behind the scenes of what's going on in the business from the perspective of that business. So at our conferences, the things that come out are how people feel about the business, what their opinions are, what the latest issues are. And like any industry, it could be the automotive industry, the agricultural industry, the fashion industry. It is a business. And these people have careers and they have, you know, incomes and personal issues. And that's what we deal with.
So, it's, you know, I mean, it's life, in a sense.
Yeah.
It's just life.
It is. It's, you know, without seeming elitist, it's not open to the public. It's our conferences are purely for people in the business so that people can talk about it without entertaining. There's nothing entertaining about when we get together.
I don't know about that.
Well, but what I'm trying to
there's
say
some drama sometimes it's created not by one host meeting another host, and sometimes there's a little friction between them. I guess I'm thinking about Michael Savage and Sean
Hannity.
Yeah, the kind of stuff they created there. But well, never mind. I was going to say something, but I'll keep it to myself. You were saying, go ahead.
What I'm saying is that you can find entertainment in anything, but I'm just trying to give listeners a picture of where I'm coming from
right. In
terms of why I'm here talking about the subjects. I don't come to this table as an opinionator, a bloviator, someone trying to save the world, someone trying to bring down a politician or espouse a certain political point of view. I'm here just to basically talk about what's being talked about and perhaps what the different issues are attendant to that subject.
Isn't that a great word, bloviator?
Yeah,
is that something that we can find in the dictionary, you think? Bloviate.
I think it, I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it sure should be. Yeah. Bloviator. That's somebody I gather from the sound of it. It's one of those words that sound like what it means. That, yeah. You know, the word blow
right.
indicates hot air. Yeah. Theater is like an aviator. It flies. It's like a hot air balloon.
Bloviate.
You know in Albuquerque where they have the annual hot air balloon festival and the sky is full of hot air balloons. It's beautiful, all different colors, and they're floating around. That's sort of what our conferences are like. It's like the Albuquerque Hot Air Balloon Festival. All the bloviators float into New York and bring their gas bags with them.
All right, there you go. All right.
How's that?
That's very good. A quick overview of the stories. Then we'll get into the stories in depth. The top 10, Michael, from number 10 to number 1, according to Talkers Magazine's research this week.
Yes. Shall we begin?
Yeah, we'll take them. Let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll go back and highlight some of the things that you think are hot.
I got time for quick 10? Here we go.
A quick 10.
At number 10, we have the FCC and net neutrality tied with Major League Baseball action. And there's also a lot of talk about the National Basketball Association's finals. At number 9, we have House Benghazi testimony. At number 8, Russia's Ukraine aggression. Deadly Midwest tornadoes at number 7. Number 6, U.S.-Israel relations and John Kerry's apartheid comment. At number 5, Obamacare criticism. At number 4, Obama's Asia trip. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race tied with midterm elections. At number 2, weak economic growth report. And number 1, very, very different than we usually have, the Sterling Clippers controversy, and that's tied with a related subject, race relations. Number 1 this week.
All right, yeah, a lot of great conversation there. And because you love sports talk radio and it's doing so well, this has bridged that gap between sports talk radio and regular talk radio, if you will, issue-oriented talk radio, has all of the marking, great drama. There's all kinds of angles, and we'll go over some of them as to why this has become such a fascinating focus of Americana. 14 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Launford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Launford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
There was a
it's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5 through 14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details. did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
888-302-3684. Should you like to discuss some of these issues with Michael Harrison while he is here? I'm Doug Steffen. We're looking at the charts for the week of April 28th to May 2nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So the number one story has to do with Mr. Sterling and the Clippers and who's going to buy them. I think it's interesting that the NBA committee in charge of ownership has unanimously agreed to move forward to terminate Donald Sterling's ownership of the Clippers. He apparently is thinking otherwise because he's filed a $1 billion lawsuit against the Clippers and seems to want to sell the team to his wife and his son. Now, this has been something I have listened to the conversation on a couple of talk radio shows and programs. I have not listened to sports talk radio. Is there any difference to the approach? You're close to some of these sports talk radio
hosts. Yeah, in sports talk radio, they're talking more about the constitution of the NBA and the professional sports as to what obligations do owners of teams have to the league and what power does the league have over the owners, even the players. They sign contracts that puts them into almost a separate government. When you hear players and owners and coaches are fined $25,000, $50,000 for this infraction or for that, you say, wow, imagine being in a business relationship or working for someone who can fine you thousands of dollars, $500,000, and they sign that. They sign contracts or ironclad contracts when they get into that business that basically gives the league or the team the authority to do that. So that's been a lot of the discussion. Of course, then it goes to how will it affect the playoffs? The Clippers are involved in the playoffs right now. It's a very big, important time of the year in the basketball world, and they're conflicted. They have their loyalty to the fans. They have the loyalty to each other and their pride, but they are working for this man. And there's a tremendous amount of conflict in that regard, and how it will affect the outcome of the play and the Clippers' position as a serious contender is also being talked about on Sports Talk Radio.
To what end, conclusion-wise, what do you hear from some of these people that they feel that the NBA acted openly, was the right word, open-handedly
in the
or above board?
Yeah,
or underhanded.
In the sports world and in the NBA, it's almost unanimous that the commissioner Silver, I'm blanking on his first name at the
Adam.
He did the right thing by imposing a very, very strict penalty on Sterling.
Is this because, let's look at the actual politics of this, Michael, because a lot of black members keep the interest in the team and the activity of the game going, and if without them being in the game falls apart. Is that part of the practical reality here?
What exactly are you asking me?
I'm asking you whether or not the team owners are afraid that the blacks will stop playing well if they don't get their own way.
I don't know to what degree that's a concern. The white players seem to be equally outraged. And
well, it was outrageous. The whole thing was outrageous. But guy has
the whether or not this is a black-white issue. You have to understand, in basketball, it's predominantly black.
Yeah.
And they get paid enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
There's no discrimination in basketball.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here for sure.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Now 23 after the hour, as the review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, continues. Here, as he is every week at this time, with us, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. The number two item this week, as you enumerated them for us quickly a few minutes ago, is the report that came out regarding the economy, the government's big monthly jobs report out maybe April better than March. The president and members of the administration, when they look at like a 0.1 growth, 0.1% growth in the first quarter, blame it on the bossa nova. No, I'm sorry. They blame it on the on the weather.
But I've always blamed it on the bossa nova. I think you found the answer.
With the money, there are three basic distinct sort of properties that News Talk Radio has. One of them is issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. One of them has to do with the business world, a lot of business and money talk shows and stations. And then there's sports. So I wonder if this economic report, which doesn't look too good for the administration, gets taken by the money people. Are there political sides to the stations that carry this sort of money format, the business
news?
There's
a political side to everything, Doug. The politics permeates everything. The business talk radio stations talk more about what does this mean to you economically, mm-hmm. these economic figures, as opposed to down with Obama and elect this guy. In other words, it's not as blatantly partisan, but it does have partisan overtones, obviously.
Right.
The news talk stations do less about the nuts and bolts dollars and cents figures because, frankly, the hosts are not experts at that.
Right.
And they talk in more broad strokes, partisan terms. Remember Reaganomics, Obamacare.
Right.
They put a name on it. They put a person and a very, very broad strokes demonization of a political party. And that's the way it is in the issues oriented area.
Mm-hmm.
More nuts and bolts, how it affects you, what you should do in the business end. But everything is political. There's even politics and sports. And politics is a funny thing. Everything becomes political.
Right.
It's a matter of how wonky you want to be. How's that for a word? You know, wonk.
Wonk. Yes.
You know, the people that are wonks are people that just immerse themselves in all the little details of politics and think everybody else thinks that way. The wonks believe everybody's a wonk. They don't realize that they are wonks.
They're a wonk. They're a wonk. Everywhere a wonk, wonk.
But today, the second word of the day that we use in our industry is bloviator and wonk.
All right. So we have bloviators.
and wonks.
And wonks.
Sometimes the wonks are bloviators. There's nothing worse than a bloviating wonk.
Nor or a wonking bloviator.
Yeah, terrible.
Those things are horrible. All right, let's get to number three. I don't know how much a short shrift we want to give to this. It seems to be the same story week in and week out about who's running for president and the fact that I think the big story this week was John Boehner. A lot of people in the Republican camp saying he will not be the Speaker of the House next year. Comes about as a result of who wins, but also the people inside the Republican Party not much anymore in favor of him staying in that job, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the Republican Party is obviously split between the neocons, the strong right-wing conservatives, and those that they call rhinos, mm-hmm. Republicans in name only. And the conservatives have always had that kind of a battle as to who's conservative enough for whom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very arrogant. That's me saying that because I believe, I used to be a Republican in name only because of the way certain people look at social issues that are none of their business.
Republicans have got to really find the core of their identity and then develop it.
Right. I think that's the problem that they face as we go into midterm elections, part of the conversation that pretty much is an important core to what the number three item this week is in our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Hot rods and modified engines are optimized with the exact same oil as regular engines. Friction. High-performance modified engines crave extra oil oomph. And since these engines are by nature changed from the original production engines, they fall outside the requirements from automakers to maintain API or American Petroleum Institute standards for warranty coverage. Without the API restrictions, these modified engines can enjoy the benefits of fortified performance oils like Royal Purple's HPS or High Performance Street Motor Oil with Centerlect technology. Benefits include impressive oxidation stability, superior corrosion protection, improved performance, and exceptionally high film strength for dramatic reduction in engine wear. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. The American race we all can win is independence from foreign oil, and the American ethanol industry is stepping up the pace. Scores of ethanol technology companies are already into the demonstration phase of production, proving that technologies which convert everything from corn stalks to grasses to garbage to algae are viable. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here of the conversation courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine that overview the big items, the talk topics of the week. Michael Harrison comes in and joins us each week at this time from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've gone through the top 10. Now we're sort of taking them apart here and there, a little bloviation on our own.
It takes one to know one.
Yes, it certainly does. Okay. So Mr. Obama went to Asia this past week and managed to cause a stir for a number of reasons. Went to the Malaysian president's house. He didn't go to China. So we tie a number of things together. It was sort of a G7 meeting. It used to be G8, but the Russians aren't allowed now. So it was a G7 meeting of sorts, was it not?
Yeah, it'll eventually be a G1.
Yeah, right.
it'll be a lowercase G.
Yes, right. G.
If you're going to ask me for dissecting this whole international intrigue, you got the wrong guy.
No, you know what? I was going to not bother because there's been a lot of talk about it, and I frankly found the whole thing a big bore. As I find a lot of the things that, so it's the same old when it comes to the leaders. But there's always a human interest side. And so the president met with Mrs. Merkel at the G7, and now she's coming to the White House for the weekend to stay in America and visit and spend some time with the president. But yet there is this, the commonality with the focus on Russia, because she and Pukin Putin, which is what I call him, Pukin Putin, they're friends, Merkel. And so she's trying to get Obama and Putin to be on the same page, but trying to get Russia on the page so that there isn't going to be a problem going forward. What everybody is ignoring is that what the Ukraine means to Russia. The capital of Kiev was actually the first capital of the old Russia. And so what puking Putin wants to do is put the old, not necessarily Soviet Union back together again, but put the old Russia back together again. And the Europeans understand that better than the Americans. I don't think even the Americans even know that that was the case. So now Mrs. Merkel comes to trying to get puking Putin onto the same page with the G7. And the subtext here is that Mrs. Merkel is completely annoyed still with Obama because he hasn't given her a good reason for tapping her phone. So that's how they get together. They'll smile and it'll be all sweet. But behind the scenes, she's still steaming about the NSA intercepting her phone calls.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I am, because they've intercepted mine and yours.
And, yeah, they found out all of our top secrets.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, if I were a world leader, I would be paranoid. I would be afraid to talk on any phone. I'd be afraid of everything in that regard. I would be totally paranoid that somebody would be monitoring me, that somebody would be listening in, that somebody would be watching.
Really? You got something to hide, Michael? Yeah, I love these people say, they're going to listen to my phone. I got nothing to hide. What kind of moronic way of looking at the issue is that?
Yeah, I love when people say that. They can read my mind. I got
nothing to hide. Right. Yeah. That's the same as the issue last week.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, but you see, people miss what the real information is here. Like last week, when everybody was, again, back to race relations and having the people in Michigan think that affirmative action has gone down, that's what we voted on. That isn't what the Supreme Court voted on at all. The Supreme Court voted on whether or not you in the state of Michigan have the right to vote on any issue. Affirmative action just happened to be the vote that was challenged, but the vote that came from the Supreme Court had nothing to do, not one word about affirmative action in the Supreme Court ruling. It was all about having the right to vote on issues, and it is just fascinating.
The distortion is amazing.
The news media so took that thing and whipped it around and made a mockery of their institution.
The problem all goes back to journalism. I view things from the media perspective. That's my business. That's my expertise. I'm not an expertise in government. I'm not an expert in politics or economics. I'm an expert in media and news and journalism. And in my opinion, journalism has fallen short and continues to fall short. The problem being the economics of journalism. Most of the journalism in this country is now run as entertainment. Yeah. It panders to the public. It preaches to the choir. It does what it takes to make money. It does not have pride. It does not have standards. And that's what's wrong. And you cannot run an intelligent democracy with an uneducated public. And you have to have an independent journalism sector. The news has to be separate from the other sectors and stand independently.
Well, you know as well as I do, we have friends that are in the quote-unquote news business, and we've all heard from them, if they don't play nice with the White House, they don't get to sit in the front row, and they don't have access to administration. They play this game. I believe that the press and the news people that are in the White House ought not to be paid by you and me as taxpayers. They should be paid by the party that's controlling the White House, the Republicans, Democrats, because all it is manure that comes from these people that supposedly is the news, but it isn't. It's all aimed at making the boss look good. That's all it is.
And well, so they also have to cater to advertisers. They have to cater to sponsors. They have to cater to corporate America. Now, I'm not saying that this is easily rectified. I mean, the problems are that in a capitalistic society, you have to have strong ethics or it runs amok. I'm totally into capitalism.
Me too.
But not without some type of structure and guidelines and not without ethics. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous.
Yep. All right, let's see where we are. Number five this week in your story list is the continuing criticism of the Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. There's all kinds of way the advanced health care system, the insurance bill. It was all about the insurance business anyway. And that's what people are beginning to find out as now there is a move among doctors, you've heard this week, to just not take any government payments for anything. There is a large group that's brewing that is trying to figure out how they can run their practice without taking any Medicare, no supplement insurance, nothing, just cash. And the movement is growing.
Boy, oh boy, is our health care system now in disarray.
Yeah.
It was in disarray before, and now it's in greater
Worse.
Disarray.
Horrible. Horrible. I know somebody, as a matter of fact, who works for me on my farm, who was a participant in the mask, you know, the Romney thing that was put together as a predecessor, and she is in to the mass health care bill, regulation, whatever the system is. And she went to the hospital with her lungs filled with fluid, basically couldn't walk, couldn't talk, could hardly breathe. She sat in the lobby of the emergency room for 4.5 hours. She could barely breathe. When they finally came up, oh my God, you're in horrible condition. They put her on a gurney. 4.5 hours. She sat in the waiting room
all the time.
Right. Anyway,
I wish I were smart enough to figure out the answer to this problem. I really do. I mean, it's easy to complain about, but boy, do we have to do some real serious thinking, meeting, exploring with open minds, and come up with a way to solve these problems.
But these egotists, they all keep claiming, this was the best thing, you just didn't do it right. You know, you listen to all the things that happen, and every week, where would we be if it weren't for all the mess-ups in government that all come back when it comes home to roost? The government's too big. There are too many people here. They don't know what they're doing. And so as a system that regulates itself, we are here to for better or worse, to take charge, aren't we? You are in charge. I'm in charge. That's what I was told as a kid growing up in civics class.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the things we were taught in civics class don't seem to have any relationship to reality.
They don't even teach civics anymore.
Yeah. Social studies, remember that?
Right, yeah. None of that stuff.
It'll become a law.
All right, the number six item here is the John Kerry comment. And I don't know whether you, I mean, this guy has no sense of humor. You can just tell by looking at him. You've been around him before I've been around him. I don't get a sense of anything other than self-aggrandizement when I think about or see John Kerry. You?
Yeah. I have no respect for the man at this point. He's come a long way from being a guy that people used to look up to as a shining light of honesty, integrity. Even in Massachusetts, where he was so popular, he beat popular Governor William Weld in a Senate race, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Kerry was golden. I don't think he is anymore, obviously. Nah. He's found in lies. He's a real, he became everything that he used to stand against.
He's a bloviator.
He's a bloviator. But you know me, I have no love for politicians of any sort. I don't even like the good ones. I believe they have to be kept at bay and kept in check.
Uh-huh.
And that goes back to journalism. It comes back to the news and the media.
Right.
I don't like it when the media sucks up to any party or any politician. These people are dangerous. They have power over our lives. They send us to war. They have people die. They have power over our wealth, over our fortunes, over our health. Don't feel sorry for them. They should be scrutinized and held accountable minute to minute.
Great. What a wonderful way of putting it. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're discussing the top stories of the week. A couple of more to visit with as time allows us here.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain,
Your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A couple of more minutes here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The tornadoes, the weather, big discussion this week, and how does that tie to our format?
First of all, radio and weather go together. Not so much where you hear the weather, but radio comes into play as a first responder, as somebody you turn to as a lifeline when there's bad weather, when there are natural disasters, when the lights go out. You turn to radio, and radio should be doing better a job at it, and it's a big discussion within our industry of radio's role, because it seems that there are always natural disasters, and the weather is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as it becomes more and more, shall we say, unpredictable. That also ties into politics, which is a talk radio subject. So you have everything from radio as a service medium to radio as a platform for political discussion, all comes from the weather.
Yeah, and it's over and over again. All right, and the other items here, we've had discussions about them ad nauseum. There's nothing new with the Russian aggression, the Benghazi thing. My God, just leave it. Will you go away with that? And net neutrality is so complicated that I just want to go to the list of people.
the top 10 people
from Talkers this week.
Okay, and this is a kind of a overview of who the most talked about people are. Number 10, Tom Wheeler. 9, Vladimir Putin. 8, John Boehner. 7, John Kerry. 6, we have Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul all tied. Hillary is at 5. Joe Biden's at 4. V. Stiviano at 3. Barack Obama is number 2. And number 1 is David Sterling.
Maybe Donald would be his brother. Donald Sterling is the big bad wolf.
Did I say David Sterling?
That's all right. You're forgiven. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for $9.24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Favorite people when it comes to conversation is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here to bring us up to date with legal issues from this past week, looking at the stories that have been put together by Talkers Magazine. But sometimes I manage to veer left or right or up or down. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is from, actually went to school at Boston College Law School. Now, he is a professor at Bentley, but also specializes in scams. And you can go to his website, scamaside.com, and check this every week. You need to check out these. Check yourself out as to what you know or don't know about scams on the Internet, scams in the paper, scams people come knock on your door, please help this person, all of that stuff. My God, it's everywhere. There are people who we, Michael Harrison and I came up with a good word today, Steve, bloviator. And we used it when we were talking about some of the people who are covering the number one issue this week on the program has to do with Donald Sterling and the Clippers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So let's just spend a minute talking about that from the legal ramifications standpoint. The NBA doing what it is doing, people say, how can they violate this guy's freedom of speech without understanding this is a private club? They can do whatever they want to. It's, you know, he can say what he wants and suffer the consequences. There's no law, even though he's filed, what, a $1 billion lawsuit against them for defaming him and harassing him. And I mean, what do these all mean?
You know, actually, you're certainly right about the media's been all over this and missing a lot of the real facts that are involved
here. I'm surprised. What a shocker that is.
Yeah, but your starting point is absolutely correct in that the courts very often will defer to administrative procedures within particular, as you call them, like the private clubs. And this has gone on with Major League Baseball. It's gone on with the NCAA. And frankly, even if, and I think Sterling very well may file a lawsuit, you're right. He's not going to succeed there. Where he's really got something that hasn't been picked up, we keep hearing about the owner, Donald Sterling, of the Clippers. He's not the owner of the Clippers. There is a family trust of which he may be the controlling person, but it is the trust that owns the Clippers, and they did not make racist comments. To complicate it even further, he and his estranged wife, all they need to do is file for divorce, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did. By the way, he's a former divorce lawyer, which would tie up that asset in court. So if he really is the, well, the hardline guy they say, he can make life very, very difficult for the NBA.
All right. So the other thing is, now I understand it better, because I didn't know or haven't seen anywhere what you just explained. That's the news here, that there's a trust, actually, that owns the team. So all he has to do is either put somebody else in charge of the majority of the stock, or the voting stock, which could be his wife and his son, vote him out as the trustee in charge, and they put one of themselves as the trustee in charge, and he's no longer involved in basketball. He's satisfied with the NBA requirements are, and somebody else is running the trust that runs the team.
Yep, and not only that, if the NBA, if he did that, and the NBA still pushed on them hard, he could file an antitrust action against them that would just blow their minds. So this thing is far from over. I have a feeling that he's going to just end up making a lot of money from this, pressuring people and threatening them with this.
Right, it's just amazing when you turn. I mean, how much money comes to the bottom line because he owns the team and bought it for peanuts in 1981.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one thing. But the cash that comes in from the team, the way he runs it on the cheap, that kind of stuff. But the only thing that isn't a part of the law is what the players who are mostly black do with him still in control. They can make the team worthless by just basically not playing, so they all get traded. So what? The coach isn't a big fan of Sterling and his antics either. But as you've said, it seems like there's a way, and again, the news media has done a horrible, an inexcusably bad job in bringing out the facts. Again, the info that you just gave us about the fact that the NBA can't force him out because he doesn't own the team in the first place.
Exactly.
So we've been talking about that.
The research that's been done, it hasn't been particularly good by the media.
No, that's another shocker. Woof. All right, quick comment, 30 seconds on Wisconsin's law requiring voters to produce state-approved photo IDs being struck down by this judge in the U.S. District Court for Eastern Wisconsin.
You know, there are real good arguments on both sides of this. On the one hand, the question is, do we need that to solve a problem, or are we solving a problem that doesn't exist? Are poor people and people who don't have the voter IDs, are they being discriminated against? On the other hand, we want to have secure voting and having some kind of identification.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.